producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I haven't even told you yet, folks. We're going to air the interview I taped a few Sundays ago because you wanted to launch it with an article with retired Marine Corps Colonel Pete Martino in full in the fourth hour today, but I'm going to air an excerpt coming up in the next segment. This is breaking news. Marine Corps Colonel warns of government plan to wage war on the American people. The video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the article is titled, I See Something, Marine Colonel Warns of Takeover. And the name of the video, if you click on the article, deals with the fact that he's warning that the government is preparing for war against the American people. It's titled, Retired Marine Colonel, DHS Preparing for War with Americans. That needs to go viral right now. We're going to air excerpts of the never before heard interview here on the radio that just went live up on Infowars.com coming up. And we're going to retweet it out on Real Alex Jones. Listen, it's easy to sit up here and play Monday morning quarterback. I appreciate the folks convoying across the country. Most of the militia are great people. It's a constitutional movement. I saw the militia out at the Bundy Ranch. Those were legitimate people, the ones I saw on television. But notice there was a crazy in there, the clown guy, who everybody kicked out. All I'm saying is Biggs likes the militia he's been talking to and thinks they're legit. I just know from doing this so long that I could say 6 months before, Atari militia has been infiltrated and taken over by watching their videos. And then it turned out of thousands of militia groups, they were infiltrated. And I tried to get Atari charges dropped. They were. The Fed-run militias, not all of them, but the Fed-run ones, said, Alex, you're a traitor. You scum saying they're Feds. They were good, Atari, wanting to wage war. Well, those were Feds, too, saying that. And, I mean, of course they've got infiltrators. You know how many times I've been at a restaurant or been on vacation or been at a hotel or been anywhere or been at a book signing or video signing and people come up and say, hey, I got a car full of weapons. Let's kill Feds. And I'll say, you're a Fed. And I'll start videotaping them and they'll run out. I mean, no exaggeration, 30, 40 times. I've had Marine Corps colonels speak of the devil in plain clothes come and get on elevators with me in front of my crew and go, Jones, you want to attack the State Department with me? And I'm like, you're a Fed. And then later they walk up to me when I'm walking down the street and go, I'm just waiting for you to make one wrong move, Jones. So that's what I'm saying is I've dealt with this so long is that they'll try to psyop these situations. I had a Fed once jump out. I was covering a military operation, Joe. We'll come back from bringing your take on this. And Mike Hansen was a witness to it and start setting fires. Well, Alex, I'm glad you want to set fires in the woods by this military base. And I'm stomping on it, and the guy keeps setting them. And I literally had to push him down on the ground. I said, you may think you're tough, dude. I'm about to kick your ass really bad if you try to set me up. And then they had dune buggies show up with military laughing at me. So I'm telling you, Joe, this is a whole new war you're in. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, you guys dealt with guys you were training that wanted to blow you up in Afghanistan. I'm just saying this is even more sickening. Not as dangerous, but just as sickening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see it all the time being here. I mean, it's crazy to see how people try to weasel their way in and then just use everything they can against you to, you know, just take your name and just smash it.
Exactly. They'll just want to meet with you to claim you told them something horrible or to edit what you said to make you sound bad. And then we track these people back. They're Feds. They're federal informants or they're Feds. Or we deal with CIA, FBI, ATF, just the whole nine yards, man. Whole nine yards. And it's just, I just, you start getting, I guess you call it paranoid. It says you also learn the signs. Like Hal Turner used to say, I needed to be killed and kill this judge, do this and that. He never got in trouble. I said, that guy's an FBI operative. Came out in federal court. He was FBI national security asset under the White House. And what they do to him when he got busted? They sent him to prison. They burned him. Stay there. I want to get your take.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, when I was about 8, 9 years old and Mexico wasn't one-tenth as violent as it is now, I remember my dad rented a Volkswagen with my mom and I. We flew into Cancun, snorkeled in a few days. They went diving. And then we would drive down into the countryside, into the Yucatan Peninsula deeper, and go visit things on the inland but also on the coast. I'll never forget how angry I was by a textbook corrupt cop, pot belly, gold teeth, whole nine yards, just like you can have the textbook hillbilly cop in East Texas robbing people, you know, that drive through the town. Potbelly gold teeth, same deal. Potbelly gold teeth demanding money off my dad or threatening to take us to jail for no reason. And then the last time I was in Mexico 4 years ago, the bus driver, they knew to ask for tips after they'd also given us tours of some pyramids. And then the bus driver had gotten part of those tips, maybe $100 off the big, huge bus full of, you know, however many people. And the Mexican military pulled up with machine guns, stopped him, took him off, took his money, And he'd been doing tours all day. This was at like 5 o'clock. The tours were like 3 hours long. We were probably his third tour. And they took his money, and the guy was crying driving back. So, see, it's not a hatred of Mexicans themselves. It's a hatred of third world countries and the corrupt governments. I hate the Chinese communist. I hate the North Korean criminals. I hate Hitler. I hate Stalin. I hate Mao. I hate oppressors that do this type of thing, and I don't want to be like that. And I get so angry to hear about Mexican cartels shooting at the Border Patrol, and they're told to run now. They can't have bullets. That's in the news. They won't give them bullets. The government's training to take on the American people. And to hear about cartels 50 miles from the border stalking the hotel of the convoy, bringing attention to the border, and then everyone basically fleeing from it, it makes me want to throw up. And I was talking to Joe Biggs here, retired staff sergeant. You know, he's not bragging, but his exploits have been written about in Esquire and other publications. You know, you've taken on a lot of people, including in hand-to-hand, and, you know, successfully. That's why I can't go to these type of things, because I'm not a tough guy, but I am primitive, and I would just flip out. If people are coming at me with guns, I mean, it's not a good deal. And well, I mean, what would you have done if you were in that hotel and there was Mexican cartel across the street pointing guns at you and the cops aren't going to help you because American police are trained to do one thing, give old ladies tickets and take kids for CPS so CPS can gang rape them. I mean, basically, that's about what our police do these days. A lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them in big cities. I mean, what would you have done if you were there last night? Because you were almost part of that convoy.
Get the women out of there as soon as possible and then go out and set up a recon and check out what's going on. To see if someone's out there, but that's just me, you know, from the training I've
And what would you have done if there were foreign drug cartel people with guns?
Well, I mean, obviously I don't have guns, but I would start trying to, you know, get a hold of police or something like that, send out some reports and give them some kind of intel as the amount of people we could see, what they're carrying, so they have an updated intel report on that situation. I mean, that's the only way that you could actually get anything done. I mean, if I don't have a gun, there's nothing I can do with 10, 15 armed men.
Well, if this country keeps groveling to these cartels, we're done. We already bend over to the TSA and every other thug. I'm just sick of all of them. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, they try to bull everybody around. I mean, anybody who's bringing anything to the anti-amnesty side of it, the people, they don't want the illegals coming in illegally, you know, that stops their human smuggling operation. They don't like that. And it's crazy that they're coming into our country and they're pushing people around to do that. And, you know, the Border Patrol's backing down. The police are just kind of like, I don't want anything to do with it.
Oh, I mean, it's like the police won't mess with real motorcycle gangs on record in Texas. And it's the exact same thing. I mean, I don't care if it's a motorcycle gang that struts around in front of your family saying, get out of their way. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but I'm like, listen, you ready to go right now? I'm done. I'm not giving money to Mexican police. I'm not bending over to cartels. I'm not bending over to motorcycle gangs. I'm not bending over to thug cops. I'm not bending over to the TSA. None of them. I'm done with all of them. I mean, can't we find our American spirit again? A nation of people that bend over, folks, get gang raped. Stop acting like cowards.
Exactly.
So I salute the folks in the convoy and the good militia that's involved with them. I'm sure they're good. I'm just saying from what I've been with, you know, what I've seen, what I've witnessed, and the groups I've been around and been with, I have just seen so much stuff that it's just, look at how Homeland Security said again this week, number one threats, gun owners, veterans, Tea Party. They don't use HUMET and intelligence officers against the drug cartels and the real stuff. They're messing with us, brother, because they know we want freedom.
Exactly. They know we've had enough of it. We have the training. We're tired of being pushed around.
You have the training, brother.
Yeah.
And I want you to, it's your idea. You want to go to the convoy?
Yeah.
All right. Via Condios, be safe. Joe Biggs, get down there. Get us a report by tonight or tomorrow. Thank you.
Oop.
Thanks a lot. Anything else?
Negative.
All right. Great job. And again, folks, I'm not up there trying to be macho and stuff. Everybody knows what I do, the TSA, police, the standoffs I was in years ago, all of it. It's just that I can't be pushed anymore. And I know you can't be pushed anymore, and I personally have had enough. I'll tell you who else can't be pushed anymore. I See Something is the headline, and the subheadline is Marine Colonel Warns of Takeover. He says, go get your horned hat and take back the ship. And that is award-winning, his one, I guess, Bronze Star or whatever it is, Patriot, Colonel Pete Martino, U.S. Marine Corps colonel, retired, who last year spoke out about the whole New World Order system and the prepositioning of weapons. We're going to air the entire 45-minute interview in overdrive today in the fourth hour. The full video interview is now up on InfoWars.com. We just sent the video out on Twitter at Real Alex Jones again. It's called I See Something, Marine Colonel Warns of Takeover. The video is titled Retired Marine Colonel, DHS is Preparing for War with America. And they're bringing in the foreign groups to destabilize as part of asymmetrical warfare. And you have that from the head of the Border Patrol Union. This is a military attack pointed at anybody that isn't a criminal. And if you don't pay attention to this, you're nuts. Here's part of the report that's coming up.
The reason so many people in the world want to kill us is because we need to pay attention on what's going on in our own house. And when it comes to these bear cats and this issue, to be honest with you, I really don't have a problem with the police having bear cats if it's to keep me safe and to keep police officers safe. In fact, I know about a dozen police officers personally in New Hampshire who, if they were the ones holding the key, they could park it in my driveway and I'd sleep better at night. But the reality is, I don't know all the people who have the keys to those bear cats. And the thing that concerned me in Concord last year was that the chief of police justified on his grant application for that bearcat as one of the reasons was to deal with the daily challenges of the Free State Project. Now, the Free State Project is just a group of liberty-minded individuals, activists, who are trying to get 20,000 people, activists, to move to New Hampshire because it's a small state and try to restore liberty there and return to constitutional government.
We're building a domestic military because it's unlawful or unconstitutional to use American troops on American soil. So what we're doing is we're building a military. My best friend, who's a SWAT officer in Nashua, who came to Iraq with me to train the Iraqi police, sent me an email with a picture of him in the media on the streets of Watertown, Mass, wearing the exact same combat gear that we had in Iraq, only it was a different color.
I'm shocked that nobody at the IRS has come forward. Somebody sat next to Lois Lerner. Somebody in some of these agencies was in the next cubicle and knew what was going on and still knows what's going on. And yet you don't see people coming forward and talking about it. So when you work for a government agency and people start broad brushing that agency and talking about it, they're talking about you. Same thing with our country. When people say negative things about the United States or they want to kill us or whatever, they're talking about you and me. The United States isn't some piece of dirt. It's not some monument, some building. It's you and me.
It's us.
People. It's we the people.
And that's why I do what I do. Is I don't want it in my name.
Exactly. And so where are the people in these agencies? You know, where's the embarrassment? Where's the shame? Where's the sense of conscience to go out there and speak up and say something? And a lot of people are afraid of retaliation or losing their job. Well, go get another job. You know, here we are being told that the NSA needs to turn the whole planet into the Truman Show and we're all Truman. And yet at the same time, we've got people walking across the border, you know, without any ID, just being shipped all over the country.
Borders wide open, yeah. But Homeland Security is for veterans, Tea Party, gun owners, libertarians.
Taking the first letter of each word, integrity, commitment, advocacy, respect, and excellence, creates a powerful acronym, I CARE. Come on. Why aren't people in prison right now? If anybody gave a damn that we've got over 1,000 veterans died because of being ignored.
Secret death list.
Yeah. And so meanwhile, though, the president seems to know more about the health care of a prisoner of war on the other side of the country or on the other side of the world who's been accused of being a deserter, and he couldn't notify Congress and give them the 30-day notice that by law that he signed, he was obligated to do, released five known terrorists from Guantanamo Bay, which arguably could be treason because it's aiding and abetting the enemy, to get this one soldier back. And he couldn't tell anybody about it in Congress because his health was in such dire need.
Now he's back on regular duty.
You know, he probably had better health care while he was a prisoner of war. We need to take a closer look at who's representing you. These are the people who represent us around the world. We had an ambassador to Belgium who was an accused pedophile. And there was an internal memo that was found or became public a while back that said that Howard Gutman would frequently try to ditch his security detail and solicit sex from prostitutes and minor children. And yet the investigation into that was quashed by high-level members in the State Department. Secretary of State Clinton at the time said that the first she heard about it was in the media. Now, my question is, okay, well, once you did finally hear about it, what did you do about it?
What's happening is Homeland Security is pre-staging gear, equipment, consistent. It's what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it. We're building a domestic army, and we're shrinking the military because the government is afraid of its own citizens. We're building an army over here, and I can't believe that people aren't seeing it. Is everybody blind?
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. The full interview coming up.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, Latin America is being used as a pawn in all this. Just like so many other regions are played off against each other. But you got to ask yourself, why would the political elite destabilize all of North America, militarize the police, pre-deploy weapons, and say that gun-owning veterans and patriots and folks that support the Bill of Rights and Constitution are the terrorists? That's when you've got a really evil government. And it transcends Obama. A lot of this got set up by Clinton and then under Bush. The bureaucracy just continued to grow this. But under Obama, it's gone into hyperdrive. And it's all coming to a head right now. By the way, we have gotten in the new edition of InfoWars magazine. We have the latest edition here, ladies and gentlemen. And in this month's new issue, this would be the August issue that just came in on the truck today. The headline is Mainstream Conspiracy Theories. And it deals with not just the airplane, but government putting out its propaganda. It's an excellent issue of the magazine, and really what it is a 68-page color glossy book that you can give friends and family to wake them up to what's happening in the world. We sell the magazine, as we do bumper stickers and a lot of other items, at cost as an outreach directly to the American people, directly to the people of the world, so you have a hard copy detailing the attack on the Second Amendment, the attack on the family, with globalist quotes, incredible graphics that are inside the publication. In the current issue, we expose Monsanto having almost complete control of other companies over the food supply, moving to block people that want to have access to non-GMOs. We have the latest poll numbers on Obama and showing how people are actually against him, but he still tries to create racial division and make that his only issue. We have parents being jailed for letting their children play in parks. We just have condensed the most important news the last few weeks and breaking information about how they're engaging in propaganda. And our graphics team has done an amazing job, Rob and Buckley and others, putting this together, and, of course, our writers. Here's another one. How the NSA Stasi surveillance state conducts war against alternative media. Major leaked WikiLeaks info on how they run disinformation in the media. You can read this and then see it happening in lifetime in the real world. We have flashbacks in the month, like crazed abortion advocate attacks peaceful pro-lifers, or the headline that I had, Goblin discovered in Ohio. Real goblin. I guess they went with the zombie alert angle. Homeland Security, Fed swarm, small town, and bizarre unannounced show of force. We have the rest of the story, what was really behind that. And we were able to take reports we've done and then augment them and find out more about what's happened to Obama and his executive orders to go after the Second Amendment and how to try to stop that. Veterans arrested for illegal open carry. Gun confiscation accelerating in New York. Huge maps breaking down U.S. military and CIA intervention since World War II. Of course, the map should have the U.S. being red. I mean, that's where the brainwashing is really going on. That is just some of what we have. Former border agent, U.S. government using immigrant children for asymmetrical warfare. A detailed analysis report. This is the type of information that is in the new magazine. Exposes George Soros, you name it. Buy them in bulk today, ladies and gentlemen. In bulk today at cost. InfoWars magazine, InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. A lot of folks buy these at cost and then sell them at a profit at your church or your store or your company, or you hand them out to friends and family, leave them at the barbershop. Leave them at the dentist office out front. That's the reason people send magazines for free, even mainline magazines, that are expensive to dental offices and places because hundreds of people end up reading it. Great to drop everywhere. Great to give to your local police station. Great to donate to the local library. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and check out InfoWarsLife.com where you get 37% off with the new special. I kept saying 25 on the Survival Shield and the Fluoride Shield. I just kept saying 25. It's 37, excuse me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Really, there's two different types of government. And if you look on a scale, you're either closer to the end on one side or closer to the other end. It's really that simple. And you've got systems based on production, on ideas, on being honorable, on wealth creation. Or you have systems based on fraud, based on coercion, based on bullying, based on conquest. And the United States has been part conquest, but part innovation and part freedom. Other countries have been almost completely conquest. The British Empire became successful because it was part conquest, but also large part innovation and free market. And the United States was an extension of that, of people demanding an even bigger percentage of what they produced. Well, we're going back to the third world model, basically, or the old world model. And it's that simple. Gerald Celente, who's coming up in the next hour, has his new Trends Journal out, and it shows a six-armed fat man sitting in a Buddhist-type pose with iPhones, iPads, video game controllers, Coca-Colas, hamburgers, and malts, or shakes. And it says, don't blame Obamacare, blame I don't care. And in between the guy's legs is a time bomb, the old classic round black bomb, you know, that Netanyahu held up. Instead, it's the globe with a fuse burning towards it. And that's about right. It's not just that the elite are out of control. It's that they don't even know what they're doing more and more. It's kind of like we live in the civilization built by our ancestors, and we even live in the elite system, the elite setup under eugenics, and they kind of projected the future 100 years ago, 80 years ago, 60 years ago, 20 years ago. But now more and more, it's just delusion. It's crazy talent. I mean, our government wouldn't let the troops use DU until 1990 because it's a death sentence. They used to care if nuclear reactors were leaking until now. They used to care if drug-resistant TB was coming across the border. Or they wouldn't fly Ebola patients into the U.S. in the past. That's why it's the first time. Because it's a recklessness, a crazy recklessness. And then we were playing part of the interview with the Marine Corps colonel that we're going to exclusively premiere in the fourth hour today. And he was pointing out all these people that get caught being pedophiles in government, and the government covers it up. Meanwhile, Google reads all of your email to, quote, find pedophiles. No, they mine all the data and sell it on record. And now because they've been caught doing it, they just gave the police some info on pedophiles. We read everyone's mail because you're all guilty until proven innocent. That's in the news today. Google scans Gmail accounts for child abuse. Now it's not just child porn or something. Oh, if you talk about spanking your kid, they're going to take them. But see how they roll that out? Oh, yeah, we are reading everything you do to stop pedophilia. Uh-huh. With the UN and DynCorp up to their eyeballs in it. This is what we're really dealing with. And we're dealing with a government that lives in Switzerland, lives in Luxembourg, lives in Monte Carlo, who've stolen hundreds of millions mid-level, billions high-level. And their rear guard action is just flood the country, break it down, implode it, and turn us into one giant Latin American slum and never let those people have any freedom and have everything be racially based now. We'll have a party of the white people and a party of the Hispanics and a party of the black people, and the police is referee over all of us, and America is one giant prison. Oh, yeah, they've been segregating people for decades into their racial groups and prisons, and that's the management model for America. But if you won't play along and segregate yourself into a racial group controlled by your gang boss who goes and, you know, plays cards with the warden, and your gang boss that sells you drugs, that the money goes back to the warden, if you don't play ball, well, they've got to infuse racial garbage in the name of fighting racial division through multiculturalism in all the schools and in the media. I mean, if you had white media saying we are for white people and we will conquer the blacks and Hispanics, we are the supreme race, that'd be all of the news. But when the Spanish media does that, it's A-okay, but it's owned by the big drug cartels on record. It's owned by the big banks. It's a psyop, folks, and we're here telling you what's happening. For the balance of the hour, William Gein, who joined us last week of AllyPack.com, A-L-I-Pack.com, will be joining us. They're kind of the gun owners of America for borders. They got protests nationwide yesterday, and they're trying to draw attention to what's happening. The polls show this is backfiring, even with Hispanics against Obama. because they're not stupid. They go, well, we're going to have unlimited Guatemalans and Brazilians and everybody else here, because there's so much nationalism between those countries that finally folks are waking up on the Hispanic end. But the Democrats are just, hey, if you're brown, you're good. If you're white, you're El Diablo. If you're Blackbird, they use a racial term for it, means Mayata, sorry for using it, but it's for documentary terms, you're not in the club. And so it's, again, a giant supermax prison management model, and I don't want to live in that. I want to live in a country where we're unified around freedom and prosperity and hard work, not around the Democratic Party, a.k.a. founders of the Ku Klux Klan. William Gein, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here, Alex, and want to just quickly mention your article about the two illegal aliens that killed Javier Vega Jr., our Border Patrol agent. You know, I just wanted to mention him because he was murdered by two illegal aliens in front of his mother and his father. And in a way, he's sort of symbolic of all of us that are standing up fighting against illegal immigration, trying to defend our families from the hardship and damages caused by illegal immigrants and illegal immigration. Of course, not all illegal immigrants are murderers, and I have to say that because of our enemies that patrol for anything they can grab out of context. But I think that Patrolman Vega, you know, being killed in front of his family like that shows exactly, you know, what the real dangers involved with illegal immigration are. And even after appearing on your show last time to talk about the protests against illegal immigration and the effort to take Lamar Alexander out of office in Tennessee, I received a lot of death threats online through the George Soros hate group Right Wing Watch, which apparently is developing a reputation for generating threats of violence and death against people that do not agree with their communist agenda.
Oh, they've had a big rash of problems documented in the news the last few months where professors get up at the start of school and college and say, if you're in the Tea Party, get out of my class. I'm going to give you a failing grade. I want to kill you. I want to put you in a body bag. I mean, these are not liberals like so many people in the 60s or something. This is a deranged gang who just wants total power and I guess have some fantasy that they're going to be like Stalinist enforcers.
Well, on Facebook seems to allow them free reign to do so, and Facebook and Google are both practically extensions of the U.S. government at this point due to the massive amount of tax breaks they get and the fact that the CEOs of both are on board with Barack Obama with his immigration reform amnesty plans, amongst other agendas, as well as being a part of the surveillance society that they're now wrapping around every person in this hemisphere. So we've got a situation where the death threats are increasing. Right Wing Watch had their YouTube account suspended because of death threats against one of their targets. Yesterday, this morning, we got a report that a convoy of Americans that are forming a convoy along the southwest border right now to bring attention to the border crisis have had to cancel events because of online death threats. So basically, hate groups like Right Wing Watch and others are stirring up death threats against peaceful, political, and racially inclusive American nationalists.
Well, by the way, if folks start canceling convoys, I'm going to have to do one. Because, I mean, so what if people death threat? We get death threats all the time. I had an event with Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson. It was Willie's idea. It wasn't even my plan, because I could care less about speaking to a venue of 10,000 people. I've done it so many times. But he wanted to do it, so we were going to come speak at the last place at the backyard before they closed it and moved it. And they got death threats, and the head of it said, no, you can't speak now because of this. And we said, fine. But then he still got even more upset. I mean, it's just like this is literally a nation of cowards. I mean, I get death threats all the time. I'm not bashing the convoy, but why cancel events because the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan threatens it?
Well, you know, I thought the same thing, but the truth of the matter is that's Eric Odom's caravan, and I'm not going to tell him how to run his show because, hey, we need everybody out there doing what they can, how they can do it, and just because it's not the way I would have handled it. But I understand your concern. We can't start letting people use the heckler's veto and the death threats and the menacing to get their way. So I agree you have a very strong point there, but at the same time, the call's got to be made by someone on the ground.
And by the way, folks, I'm on record going to public deals on the street with no bodyguards. So anybody saying, oh, yeah, right, Alex, I'm on record. The videos, Alex, there's hundreds of them out there. I don't care. I'm not a coward.
Alex, these communists and cartel and these backers, including many people in suits and ties, these backers of the costly and deadly illegal alien invasion of our American homeland that's killing thousands of our citizens each year, just like our Border Patrol agent Vega just got killed, need to understand, many of us either are veterans or are descendants of the veterans that fought the wars and paid the taxes and spilled the blood, their own blood, to defend our Constitution and way of life. And we do not back down to threats. In fact, we point them out with the ability to tell our fellow countrymen that we're being targeted because what we have to say is a threat to their socialist and communistic plans for this country's destruction.
Well, it's just unbelievable, because I'm somebody that's protested the Klan because of their bullying and their sickening activities and their threats against people. And the black folks, you know, still come out and protest against them back when they were blowing up their churches. When I know I was in Waco once, and the Klan leader said, "I'm going to kill you. I'm going to blow your head off." The police wouldn't do anything. You know, I mean, that's my issue. But now the Klan's like a few hundred, you know, guys missing their teeth. And, you know, and then the Democrats like Senator Byrd, Grand Dragons. This is the media, the culture, the Pentagon, everything behind the takedown, like Red Dawn, of this country. And I know most Hispanics and Hispanic Americans are against this. I know you're talking to them. I don't see how the establishment can get away with this.
Yes, I am a Christian, and yes, I am a bit of a nationalist, but I'm a racially inclusive person that's always made these efforts, and they're not going to give the enemy. It's not going to give you or I any credit whatsoever for anything along the truth of our abilities to work with other Americans, because they're looking at this like a war, and they don't mind lying for the goals of their war. But in that war out there today, we're 48 hours away from a very important election in Tennessee, where incumbent Senator, U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander, who has voted with Obama 62% of the time, is also one of the Gang of Eight immigration reform amnesty voters, is in a narrow race with Joe Carr, who's closed the race on him. And we're talking to voters in Tennessee, Alex, and a lot of after I was on the show last week, a lot of Alex Jones Show supporters came forward at our website, alipac.us. Your viewers are helping with phone calls right now in Tennessee. They're helping with donations to fund our auto call, which was part of the way that we defeated Eric Cantor. And they showed up at several of the protests at Tennessee and Michigan last week. So, Alex, you have a very large audience that is primed on this issue and ready to take the appropriate action. And I want all my supporters to know that while I don't agree with everything you say, Alex, and you certainly don't agree with everything that I say, you get more information about what's really happening in this country, especially on the issue of illegal immigration, on InfoWars and Alex Jones Show, than in an hour than you get in a month on the mainstream media.
Well, I appreciate that statement. But look, it's so bold. Let me ask you this. I know you said it was on a knife's edge, basically, a few weeks ago when you were on, which way this would go. But, I mean, what does the elite plan to do, collapsing the collapsed third world into us? I mean, why does the elite want to wreck the country so bad? I know they want cheap labor and to vote for gun control, but this doesn't help Latin America. It doesn't help anybody. It destroys the industrial base even further. I see polls turning against Obama on this front. What's the score right now in this game?
Well, we can always speculate about the motivations of the constellation of different enemies against the United States that are at work here, both from abroad and within. The main thing is that whether we have different opinions on that, let's unify around the existing Constitution and the existing border and immigration laws. If you support the current Constitution in the United States and the existing border and immigration laws designed to protect American workers and taxpayers and Americans' lives from illegal immigrants or anybody from outside the country that would come here and cause us harm in any way, then you're with us. We're together. White, black, Hispanic, Christian, Jewish, agnostic. We are together on those principles. And one of the things I'll mention that I think the elites hate is people that operate on a basis of principles, on a basis of fairness, on some type of consideration other than what you mentioned in the lead into this segment, Alex. They want to return to the blue-blooded aristocracy, kings and queens rule of the people. And that's why you find so many billionaires like George Soros and Michael Bloomberg and Rupert Murdoch all singing the same immigration reform amnesty, let's flood the United States with perpetual waves of tens of millions of illegal immigrants until the people that had built this and sustained this country for 200 years can't even look out their window without bumping heads with somebody fresh to the country there illegally. They're doing this. They're all on the same page. And we, the people, the vast majority of the United States, despite what you heard in some of the designer bought polls by these billionaires, The vast majority of Americans want our existing laws enforced, and they want the illegals to go home. And that's what we want. On the national battle, a lot of it's going to depend on what happens in 48 hours. In 48 hours, if Senator Lamar Alexander loses his seat, if Alipac is able to afford to be able to complete this very expensive auto call that we're running out of funds on right now, if we can get more people, free volunteers, on the phone with us over the next 48 hours, if we can take down Lamar Alexander despite some dirty tricks that your audience might find interesting, that he's trying to deploy to hold on to power corruptly, if we can take him down, it will send a complete ripple through the ranks of the elites. We've already destroyed their impression of invulnerability in the House by defeating Eric Cantor. If we destroy that impression of invulnerability of the elites, despite Lamar Alexander's $5 or $6 million advantage over us in the Senate, it will allow us to turn the tide on this battle. If Lamar wins, it will send the message that you can defy 80% of your Republican constituents. You can vote with Obama to pass amnesty that would harm American workers, harm American taxpayers, allow tens of millions of illegals to form a new voting bloc to override American decisions in the future. You can do all this and walk right back into D.C. So we've got 48 hours.
So tell folks who they vote for in Tennessee.
Vote Carr, not Lamar. Joe Carr needs all the volunteers and all the donations he can get in the next 48 hours. Joe Carr is within a few percent points of Lamar Alexander over at Alipac.us. We need volunteers and donors for our auto calls and our volunteer calls in this very, very close race.
Absolutely. Lamar Alexander was involved in the North American Union. He's involved in every horrible thing. I mean, he's literally like Harry Reid.
Well, he's got an ace up his sleeve. He's got a vote spoiler, a vote splitter named Dr. George Flynn out of Memphis on the ballot simply for the purpose of splitting off enough.
Yeah, that's right. People got to vote for Carr.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
When an emergency happens, you'll be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere, and the threat of bioterrorism is always at hand. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there's a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver offers a safe and effective means of fighting pathogens and can help defeat the root of these problems. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code October2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, think about how open America has been. No other country has more welfare for illegals or legals. No country has borders this open. And then I can't go anywhere in Asia or Latin America and get one-tenth the benefits. I can't. I mean, it's a joke. And then we do all this, and the Democratic Party goes, white people are bad. And Michael Moore says, anybody that owns guns is a racist white person hiding in the woods afraid of black people. When blacks are the biggest victims of gun control. If you look it up. I mean, it just makes me so angry how nasty the Democratic Party is and how nasty the rhinos are. Lamar Alexander, Boehner, all of them. John McCain, there's got to be election fraud to keep them in. But bottom line, we need to get rid of Alexander tomorrow. You need to vote for Carr, not for the other vote splitter. I've been following that race. There is election fraud, but a grassroots movement can overpower those machines. They can only steal it with small percentages, according to all the voting experts, PhDs, Bev Harris, you name it, who've been on here. William Gein of AllyPack.com. Other key points you'd like to make before this segment ends.
Last week, you and your viewers had a big interest in our national protest against illegal immigration that's occurring on overpasses, intersections, outside Mexican consulates and state houses across the country. Our next synchronized national wave is going to be on October 24th and 25th. But long before we get there, there are going to be protests occurring all across the country. And we're keeping the master list of those at AllyPack.us. That's AllyPack.us. And the people that get on our email alerts, we'll receive a direct copy of that. Now, we do have Facebook events and pages that we're using, but everyone realized that it's a one-way mirror on Facebook, and on the other side of that, the enemies, our enemies and the enemies of America, watching every keystroke and everything about us, and we can't rely on them for the communication. So email alerts are the main ways that we're coordinating those, and we'd like to have
That's right. We always use enemy platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Google to reach people, to drive and build our own separate platforms because they've openly been censoring us and openly using the systems to combat liberty. But the good news is there's so many of us on Facebook and Twitter that we're beginning to overpower them.
That's true. And also the power of talk radio shows combined with the Internet has entered a new phase after we saw 5,000 to 10,000 Americans like us brought out against illegal immigration in Boston 2 weeks ago. You were talking about maybe doing one near the border or something like that. And if you did that out, or if you did one on October 24th, 25th, or before then, we'd be glad to support it. I'd be glad to fly in to be a part of it, especially if you can get I'm a big fan of Gerald Celente. I'm not sure if you can get him on any event for you, but big fan of Gerald's. Anything like that you want to do right now, Alex, the indications we've got out of Boston is that people are ready to take action and make a stand.
Well, I think definitely we need to have some demonstrations and stuff, and people are being threatened not to have them because, if the Klan starts threatening to blow up black churches if they march, I'm going to go march with the black folks like I've done before. And if the Hispanic Klan is threatening to kill people, it looks like I was threatened one time, death threatened, if I went to the Mexican Independence Day Parade where they were going to promote Raza, and I went and got in everybody's face and bullhorned them. Like, we got those clips somewhere. It's pretty epic. So it looks like I may have to do that again because, I mean, this is getting to be too serious of a situation. William Gein, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alex. Hope to be back soon.
Thank you, sir. All right. We're going to come back with Gerald Celente and more. I've got other news on Ebola and the economy that's broken at Infowars.com. But you should read that Infowars.com story that's up on DrudgeReport.com. Two illegals charged in murder, a border agent, killed him in front of his family. And it's just absolutely disgusting what happened to this guy. And it just shows how vicious the situation is in Mexico pouring over into our border. What a sadness. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.